Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show? You can do so by calling 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. For those that don't know, we have a prescribed burn taking place on the east side. I thought I'd give you a traffic update. You know, actually, traffic's not that bad. So that's cool, but it is simply 3 o'clock. And is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday, isn't it?
Midweek.
You know, I got up at 5:30 this morning to get to work early. You know what I think? I think 5:30 is too early to get up. How early do you get up?
4 o'clock.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
There's something
very wrong. Yes, I know.
The weather is great, except with that big prescribed burn going on, it's got that little cloudy kind of look to it.
Haze to it.
Is that what it is? Kind of a haze?
Cloudy haze.
Okay. I think some people were concerned that it was something getting out of control. It's not out of control as of yet. It's still in the prescribed stage. They haven't advanced it to the we have it fully, you know, prescribed. And we are
sounds like a medication.
From. Yeah, it does sound weird. Okay, a couple things to tell you on events coming up. Secret Keeper Girl. This is taking place. It's the Crazy Hair Tour. Now, this is something I don't know anything about. I don't have any hair. It's the Crazy Hair Tour, a special mother-daughter event for adolescents embracing biblical modesty, vibrant purity, and inner beauty, presented in a screamingly fun format. They must listen to the show, huh? February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church at El Cajon, and Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Both events start at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at secretkeepergirl.com. That's number one, so remember that. Number two, Art of Marriage, Falling in Love Again. So that's for those that are into like marriage. Now, let me say this about people that are married. People get married and they think, oh, I've accomplished my goal. I've reached my task. I don't have to keep winning my husband or my wife. That is false. You need to continually win your husband and continually win your wife. You ought to do, just as Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, the very things you did at first, whatever it took for you and your spouse to connect, you ought to do those things on a regular basis to keep everything fresh. That's one of the things that Art of Marriage deals with. You can get that information on kprz.com. The event's coming up in March 6th and 7th. I think it's a Village Community Church in Rancho Santa Fe. Last but not least, and this goes back to my roots. I don't know why I said that way. Roots. Okay. Santana to Hosanna. Wow, that's a good one. Leon Patillo, man. That is so. 1981, I saw Leon Patillo. That same year, I saw Randy Stonehill. And then I saw, Phil Kagey. And it was all these bands that went through Gospel Echoes in Phoenix, Arizona. Just wild as they all went through. And then you'd go to Hand in Hand and people would be there. It was just a lot of, you know, Terry Butler and all these people. Anyhow, they got a free concert going on. This is taking place March 1st. 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., followed by a free reception to benefit Urban Life San Diego. It's on Sunday, March 1st, La Jolla Presbyterian Church. You want more information, call the church. You can go to La Jolla Presbyterian Church online. I mean, that's an easy way to do it. Or you can call them, 858-454-0713, 858-454-0713. Lots of encouragement. I mean, what a great title, Santana to Hosanna. Yeah, that's great. So he used to play for Santana, and then he became a Christian. He wouldn't go down the route they were going and start doing his own stuff. Cool. Okay, I like that. All right, so we've got about 5 minutes in this segment and then probably about six or seven in the next. So I want to do kind of a double. Can I do a double? It's kind of a double-ish DDD. So this is a DDD that's going to be called What Should I Wear Today? What should I wear today? I'm going to kind of break this up a little, so you'll have to bear with me. I typically don't do these longer ones because I'm a MIC teacher. Do you know what a MIC teacher is? A MIC teacher is one that, it's, you know, I do 5 minutes of teaching. Bam, we got to go. 5 minutes, bam. We don't do 60 minutes, unplugged. Have you ever noticed that? We kind of do like the USA Today of little Bible teachings. Have you noticed that? We just do the headline. What do you think? I like that. Yeah, all right. So I'm a Mick teacher. Okay, anyway, let's go back to, we talked about Ephesians 10, 11, and 12, where it says, be strong in the Lord. And I want to talk a little bit about the different elements that Paul gives us to utilize as part of our clothing for the armor of God. You've heard the expression, put on the full armor of God. And then there's these different elements that are given. There's seven different elements. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's kind of six elements plus a covering, but let's just go with seven elements, seven principles, seven things to put on in regards to putting on the full armor of God. I'm going to do this from a different point of view. So if you've heard this taught differently, it's okay. You don't have to go, it's all right, it's fine. All right, first thing that we're told to put on is the belt of truth. Now, I really deeply go into this. If you think about the belt of truth, it could easily be biblical truth, but it's really the word aletheia in the Greek, and it has to do with sincerity or being real. And what that means is when you go to church, you do want to have a good attitude, but if you just lost your truck, if your job got canceled, if your dog lost its paw, and if your child just was told they're not good enough to be in the play at school, and you're feeling kind of down, the idea that you should put on your Jesus face is probably not valid, because it's much more important to operate with no hypocrisy and no self-deception than it is to operate in the, I'm putting on my Jesus face. When I actually had somebody say that to me after I came out of a small tragedy. Where's your Jesus face? And you know what I said? And I did say this. And I'm ruder than most people. But I did say, which one? The one that, while he was being crucified? That face? Because at different phases, Jesus had different facial reactions. Belt of truth to me is just being real, being sincere, not hypocrites, not self-deception, not Ananias and Sapphira, just being who you are. Okay? Because to be something that you're not creates a problem in the beginning of the Christian walk anyway. And if you're going to try and be something that you're not, it's a high likelihood that you're going to try and act better than you are, and you're kind of faking it. Nobody's into that. And if you don't know this by now, because I had a chance to interview the director, Brian, from the Dropbox, the first thing he said to me is, you can always tell when a Christian's faking it. Always. I thought, that's great. What's a great, great line. So belt of truth is the first thing we're talking about. Then that you're supposed to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Some people think it's a self-attained righteousness. I do not agree. I think the breastplate of righteousness is the righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ that we place over ourselves like a bulletproof vest. It's the righteous work of Jesus that protects us. Our good works can't save us. So if you're a good works person, here's all I have to say to you. Ruh-roh. The answer is no, that ain't going to work. But the breastplate of righteousness, which is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that covers your heart and goes over you, that is what you want to put on. You want to put on being real, and you want to put on the righteousness of Christ. And then for this last one before we break, you want to put on your feet the gospel of peace. Now, I don't know about you, but every time I put shoes on my feet, it turns out that my shoes go with me wherever I go. I don't know. I could be wrong. But it means to be ready to share the gospel of peace wherever we go. And keep in mind that when people you encounter are searching for peace. So if you bring the gospel of peace wherever you go, that's some of the proper ways to put on the full armor of God. First three, belt of truth, being sincere, breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and our feet prepped with the gospel of peace so we can take it wherever we go. Taking a break here, coming back, and we'll pick up on the other four on the back end. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Establish your family's waterfront legacy. Sponsor a paver and have your family or business name engraved on the port walk along the newly beautified North Embarcadero. Go to sdportwalk.org to purchase your paver today.
Maranatha Christian Schools invites you to our open house extravaganza. On Thursday, February 12th, we are hosting an open house for the elementary and high school. Parents, grandparents, and guardians are invited to hear about the excellent academics, music, art, computers, robotics, and athletic programs that Maranatha Christian School provides. We actively promote our STEM program, and with our commitment to the arts, MCS is now STEAM-driven too. Our credentialed and experienced teachers care for their students and encourage them to excel academically, develop good character, and a sense of community. Map testing and compass learning also help to facilitate personalized learning. Since 1991, Maranatha Christian Schools has provided excellent education, and now you can come visit MCS and see for yourself how important you and your family are to us. Our teaching, coaching, and administrative staff are looking forward to meeting you at the open house Thursday, February 12th at 6 p.m. Please call us at 858-759-9737 or visit maranathachristianschools.org to learn more. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
Hey, Rondi, it's Michael. I just want to give you a call and tell you thank you, and especially to your team members there. I just checked my credit score on one of the major credit companies, and it has went from 530 to 735. So I'm very impressed how you've been able to help us. Our mortgage expert announced that we're going to be able to qualify for a loan. So I just want to call and say thanks and hope you can help other people like you're helping us.
After being turned down for a mortgage, Michael thought his bad credit from years ago would never allow him to qualify for a home. A few short months after he hired Fortress Credit Pros to fix his credit, Michael's score increased nearly 200 points and he was able to buy a home. To find out what Fortress Credit Pros can do for you, visit badcreditisachoice.com. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call them for a free consultation at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678.
Hello, Miss Flower, I need you.
What Mr. Grosky needs is helpwantedsandiego.com.
Miss Flower.
Where he can find hundreds of local employees.
Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower.
Post jobs and start getting resumes in minutes.
I need you, Miss Flower.
With more local employees than ever.
Yay.
Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Where are you?
Mommy, what does Daddy look like?
Oh, sweetie, you know Daddy. He's give me a minute. I got this.
Your family having trouble remembering what you look like? Chances are, you work too far from home.
Daddy has hair that's blonde.
Find a local job with helpwantedsandiego.com. They have hundreds of jobs in this area, free and easy to use.
He's tall and thin. Oh no, I just described Mr. Jackson next door. Daddy's bald.
Go local with helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you want to reach the show, you can stand outside your building, put your hands around your mouth, and shout, hello! That might help you, but it probably won't get you close to the show. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment either way. All right, so we're talking about putting on the full armor of God. We talked about the idea that we can put on the belt of truth. In the take that I'm giving you, we're talking about that being sincere, real, no hypocrisy. The best breastplate of righteousness, which is our bulletproof vest, the righteousness of Jesus Christ covering us. And the feet of the gospel of peace, so that wherever we go, we're ready to share the gospel of peace. Here comes the next four. Get ready, not overly complex. And you'll find out why I say that the belt of truth is sincere and being real and not hypocrisy. And that's because in verse 16, it talks about the shield of faith. In verse 17, the helmet of salvation. And later in verse 17, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. That's why I don't think the belt of truth has to do with the word. I think the word's talked about later on. But here in verse 16, you have the shield of faith. The shield of faith is the great way, a great illustration for what the shield of faith really is this. The Bible talks about the fact that the enemy shoots flaming arrows. Also, the word is really darts. But if you can imagine a dart that's on fire, okay, just in your brain, okay, dart on fire. And imagine somebody taking that dart that's on fire and they throw it at you. Well, the shield of faith is like a shield of vaporizing water so that when the dart hits the water, it disintegrates the dart's flame and makes the dart fall down. That's what a shield of faith is all about. It's believing God, right? Shield of faith. But it's quenching Satan's zingers. Now, I know a lot of you out there going, Satan has zingers all the time. The doubting God's reality and reliability zinger are the ones that seem to get past the shield the most. Remember Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those that seek him. So the shield of faith is the way that we quench Satan's zingers so that they don't get in and create doubt about God's reality or his reliability. Verse 17, it talks about the helmet of salvation. This is one of the easiest ones for me. It's one of the funnest. What does a helmet do? Ladies and gentlemen, it protects your head. Okay, in this case, the helmet's protecting our head, which contains our minds. So the helmet of salvation is a protection for our minds, because with that helmet of salvation, we understand the security, watch this, and the fun and the joy of our eternity. Whatever eternity is going to be like, it's going to be with the Lord and it's going to be awesome. You get to use that as part of your weaponry against the enemy. It's your helmet of salvation. You're going to live forever. You're going to dance on streets of gold. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him. You just got to keep in mind that how the power and the gracefulness that the helmet of salvation gives us to endure, the security that it gives us to pull through, and the wildly awesome fun and excitement that we should be operating in because of how great eternity will be in and of itself. Cool stuff. So we in this portion, we're talking about the shield of faith, which is quenching Satan's zingers. And then we're also talking about the helmet of salvation, which is protecting our minds with the security and the fun of our eternity. It also says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the truth. That is our weapon. That is our authority. Jesus said, it is not by bread alone that man lives, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. And then people are like, oh, but the Bible's full of contradictions. So let me get this straight. You believe that God can create the universe, but the dude can't write a book? What, have you lost your mind? Are you deaf? And the same breath that went into Adam and made him a living being is the same breath that goes into the Bible. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is another part of our armor, our weaponry that we need to use. And then the whole thing is concluded with this. And pray, verse 18. In, with, through, under, and by the Holy Spirit. Always, in everything, in every situation, in every place, pray, pray, pray. It is the oil. I love that phrase. It is the oil for the armor. If you have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, prayer is the oil that makes everything function together. And this oil for the armor requires daily application. The daily battles require daily dependence upon the Lord. It's an awesome thing to think. Every day, put on the full armor of God, stand against the enemy with all you've got, and prevail in spiritual victory, because through Christ, you can do all things. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a little history. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
AV Rent San Diego reminds our listeners, last year over 50,000 children were reported missing. Parents keep recent fingerprints, photographs, and dental records. They are all important items in recovering a missing child. If you have any information that can lead to the recovery of a child, call the local authorities immediately. This reminder from AV Rent San Diego, located at 5000 Thorn Drive in La Mesa. Call 619-825-6242. That's 619-825-6242, where they remind us it should never hurt to be a child.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. In 2013, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was elected in a landslide victory. Helping him secure over 73% of the vote was his promise to allow churches in New York continued access to public facilities, in particular public schools. This came in response to former Mayor Michael Bloomberg's policy, which prohibited the use of public school facilities for Sunday worship. But now Mayor de Blasio has reneged on his promise. Yes, having campaigned on the promise of protecting churches and their rights to access public schools, the mayor has now filed legal petitions with the court arguing the opposite case. So he's effectively trying to oust churches whose members he had asked for support. We'll see if the U.S. Supreme Court applies an equal access principle in the case, but one thing is abundantly clear. The mayor of New York not only did not uphold that principle, but he actually reversed himself, effectively telling those churches they weren't welcome after he welcomed their votes. I'm Albert Moeller.
This townhall.com commentary is brought to you by the Salem Radio Network.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honeydew List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honeydew List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honeydew List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. Get it? California, IA? I don't know. That just sounded good.
Hey, our former governor used to say California.
California. I do another movie. I saw him in Expendables, by the way. I know.
Oh, I never saw the last one.
Yeah, I know people are like, oh, you can't watch that. Okay. You're right, I can't. I did, but I can't. And I saw it, and it was...
It's your typical guy movie. It looked, lots of explosions.
Yeah, it was a lot of explosions. I am interested in plots every once in a while, or, things that go a little bit. Harrison Ford was in there, and then Stallone, and then Arnold, and then the dude from Crank, and then this guy, and then Dolph, who never did anything past Rocky.
How was Harrison? Was he pretty good?
He was not bad, but we decided, just because we were having fun, we would try and figure out who made the most money in movies. See, this is the problem that my wife and I have. We'll watch a movie, and if we're not into it, which happens. I mean, it's just you get into it, and you're like, oh, okay, all right. But then instead of just saying, okay, well, we're going to turn it off and not watch the rest of it, we'll sit there and have a discussion about who do you think generated the most revenues? So then you have to add everybody up. You have to, like with Harrison Ford, you had to do all the Star Wars movies, plus you had to do the Indiana Jones movies, right?
Okay.
But then, with Stallone, you had to do the Rocky movies and the First Blood movies. So you had to add those. Then with Arnold, you had to do the Terminator, plus, all the different movies that he's done. And you add them all up, and you had to try and figure it out. And it was quite the challenge.
If I had to make a guess, I could be wrong, and I know you guys have probably done the math. My guess would be Arnold.
It was not Arnold, although that is a good guess. Although for some reason he was really him and Stallone were a little bit dissed on the list, so to speak, because they both did over $3 billion in in the movie receipts revenues. But the person who was in the lead out of all the people in that movie, just that movie, was Harrison Ford. I mean, he was at the he's at the $5 billion.
And I just thought about it too. And Stallone had all the Rocky movies too. So
yeah, I mean, there was a lot of movies to choose from. Then there was a couple of people that we thought maybe were bigger than they were, and they weren't. So we just kind of moved on from there. On that, I know you're dying to know history. Who's not dying to know history? By the way, for those that do not know, today is Thank a Mailman Day. Now, that could be a mailman or a mail woman. Pretty soon it could be a mail drone. I will say this, for bringing those good things in the mail, especially Christmas gifts and things like that and birthday cards, I say thank you. For bringing bills in the mail, I say take Saturday off. That's my attitude. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world, but they were like, we're going to cancel Saturday delivery. Okay. Because then I don't have to worry about bills over the weekend. I thought that was great. I can't believe they didn't stick with that.
Now they need to cancel bills altogether.
That would be nice, too, but I don't think that's happening soon. Okay, for those that want to know, this is kind of a fascinating history little lesson. 1889 on this day, Harry Longenbaugh. That name probably doesn't even sound familiar. Longenbaugh.
Gesundheit.
Longenbaugh was released from the Sundance prison in Wyoming, thereby acquiring the famous nickname, the Sundance Kid. See? Never know when these things are going to happen. In 1906, the New York Police Department begins fingerprint identification. 1906. That is absolutely, that's just really amazing they did it that far back. Wow. Let's see. In 1915, Germany decreed British waters as part of the war zone, all ships to be sunk without warning. Gee, what other people just like to kill people for no reason? Uh-huh. Keep that going. 1932, Governor Franklin D. Roosevelt inaugurated the Winter Olympics at Lake Placid, New York. Fascinating. In 1789, this I thought was the stat or the thing of the day. In 1789, George Washington and John Adams are elected the president and the vice president of the United States.
Yeah, it used to be that whoever got the second most votes, they were deemed vice president. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I actually think I like that more. I think I like the idea that the two top vote getters get the two top positions versus doing it the other way that they've done it more. And more. I understand what they're doing, but it's just like maybe the better part of balance and the lesser part of politics.
Well, that's true, too, because you might get a vice president and a president that aren't wouldn't necessarily normally get along, and they're forced to kind of work things out.
Yeah, if they have to work things out, if those guys come to an agreement, you got to think, well, there's probably some wisdom somewhere there. I mean, you just have to, there has to be something.
Now I want to find out why they abandoned that.
Yeah, well, you know, power. It's all about power. Let's talk about a Christian Bible that's got nothing to do with Jesus.
Say what?
I always find that fascinating. I am not opposed to people having biblical elements that are specific to certain genres. So, for example, there was a piece a long time ago, a devotional piece that just had the words of Christ in red put together in a book. That's cool. I got no problem with that. And then some people do it on a cultural basis. All right. It's not that big a deal. But I always find it interesting when people utilize it and try to do it to further a cause that I don't necessarily like. But again, I'm kind of on the fence here. This is a Bible, first ever Bible for women that focuses solely on the 15,000 words spoken by women in the Bible. This is the problem I have with it. Not that they've put those together, but, you know, it's an Episcopalian church in Excelsior, Minnesota, and the lady didn't really care for the words of Jesus. It's like, how is that a Bible? You don't care for the words of Jesus, you're going to just do it without Jesus. We don't really need him. Really? I don't know. She's using the New Revised Standard Version, which that part's okay. I mean, I don't have as much a problem with that as most people, but I don't see the wisdom in having a Bible that excludes the words of Jesus. It's kind of like being a Christian without Christ. It doesn't really work. You know how people go around, well, I'm a Christian. Well, do you know what Jesus said about this? Oh, I don't believe in the Bible. Then how are you a Christian? If you don't know what Jesus said, how is it that you're a Christian? How does that work? You just decide you're a Christian like you're, you know, apple pie, baseball, and Chevrolet kind of thing? How does that work? I think in order to be a Christian, Christ has to be at the center of your life. In order for Christ to be at the center of your life, you have to know what he says, period. You have to know what he said, what he's saying, and what he will yet say. So when people sit there and tell me, well, I could be a Christian without Jesus, no, you can't. Can't be done. You can't be. Then people are getting up. Well, you tell me we got to keep the Christ in Christmas? Only if you want to call it Christmas. If you want to call it something else, go ahead. But if it's going to be Christmas, then the word Christ has to be in there. Because you can't say one without the other. So, if it wasn't a Bible, if it was a study book, and it said, here's all the words spoken by women in the Bible, I'd be 1,000% supportive. The fact that it calls itself a Bible and excludes the words of Christ, can't support it. Can't do it. Just not going to do it. I mean, you can't be a Christian without Jesus. Sorry, it doesn't work. And for those that think you can, that's what we call demonic delusion. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at another DDD and another story. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as $39.95.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years, no interest or payments starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs, none. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I don't know if that's really an English voice or a British voice, or I haven't decided what that really is. If you want, what is that? Is that like a, you know, like San Diego, California?
Almost very like mobster Humphrey Bogart-ish.
Ooh, Humphrey Bogart-ish. I see what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll have to think about that. Let me get back to you. Let's see. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Quick story just for our very own robo producer. I know he missed this one. This is out of Fox, the news channel that was giving information about the television group. Here's what they had to say. Gary Newman, newly... he's actually the Fox Television Group chairman. He's not the new chairman. He's the CEO. Hinted that the network may not be done with Kiefer Sutherland and their fan favorite from 24.
Oh.
Ah, 24. We have no current plans to bring it back, but we are in discussions and we would love nothing more than to do another 24. Maybe we'll get to that someday. Get that. 24 Sunday.
Okay. Well, see, that's the beautiful thing about 24 is they always leave it open. So if they want to, you know, drop it and come back 5 years later, they can do that.
What's great about that is that they can come back to it any day they want.
I think tomorrow.
I think it could be any 24-hour period that they're thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, let's talk about one of the things that's taking place. There are a group of Democrats that are considering skipping Netanyahu's speech. Primarily because it's wonderful to be a leader that stands with Israel. Wait, what? How are you standing with Israel if you're skipping the person that represents
them? That makes no sense to me.
That makes no sense. Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you, referring to Jerusalem, be secure. I would say just honoring the Lord, I'd go to the speech. If you don't agree with all the politics, which I don't know if I agree with any country's every politic. I'm not sure that even exists. But, you know, a certain sense of respect in their positions, I would expect them to have some sense of respect. I could be wrong, you know. I've been wrong a couple times before. I won't say how many times, but plenty
you
of
have
times.
Not.
Yeah, I've been wrong so many times, I don't even use the calculator anymore. Here we go, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. I've been really into Ephesians lately. I've been reading it. I'll read it in the New American Standard Version, then the Holman Version, the NIV Version, the English Standard Version. I don't know what it is. Just like, getting into it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 18. This is something that stuck out to me. Primarily because of the beginning part. So I'm telling you ahead of time what really kind of struck my fancy. Ephesians 4, 17 through 18 says this. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. Ouch. This is not a passage where you read and you go, yippee. I mean, this is kind of tough stuff. Here, let's go over it again and just drop into each piece. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. Four things that stand out here that Paul talks about under the unction of the Holy Spirit and the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit. First, he says the futility of their mind, which is just so you can understand that phrasing, futility of their mind. You know what that means? It's really, really important to understand. It's wasteful thinking. Now watch, because it has a connection to it. The futility of their mind is wasteful thinking. Wait. It's thinking that has no eternal perspective. That's the key. So in the Greek, when it uses that phrase futility of the mind or the futility of their mind, that's wasteful thinking in the Greek. And wasteful thinking in this context is no eternal perspective. In other words, they spend their lives thinking of different things but never consider eternity as part of the equation. And that, my friends, is ginormous. It's huge. Because if you exclude eternity from the equation of your thought process, you are primarily excluding God from that process of thinking. God being an eternal being, being a interlinear being, one that is not captured nor limited by time nor space, where you and I understand birth, growth, death. God exists on every plane of time. He is all-knowing. He is all-seeing. He's all-powerful. And so I think what people miss in this is that when you're talking about futility of mind, you're talking about wasteful thinking. You're talking about thinking that has no eternal perspective. When you make plans for you, your career, your family, your children, your parents, your siblings, your dogs, your cats, your whatever. I don't know, it doesn't matter. Your entire life, when you make plans to exclude God completely from your thought process, is not only wasteful, it's futile. There's no point to it. So that eternal perspective is like the big key. Understanding that we don't want to be that way, walking in the futility of our minds. We want to walk in the fruitfulness of our minds, which is operating in eternal perspective, operating in understanding that God is in the beginning, God is in the middle, God is at the end, God always was, always is, always will be, and should be a part of all of our plans on a continual basis. Here's something interesting that Paul said in this by the Holy Spirit. He said that you no longer walk as Gentiles, also walk in the futility of their minds, being darkened in their understanding. Just so you can understand that, that's a perfect present tense of being darkened. People that operate outside of an eternal perspective, outside of a perspective with God, are continually being darkened. It doesn't stop. Oh, well, they only go this far down and that's it. Nope, wrong. They are continually in that process of darkening their understanding. And then it says this, excluded from the life of God. Never connected to God, never connecting to God. And all of this comes about, and this is where the big warning comes in for you and I. All of this comes about because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And that's the ticket for the Christian to go, whoa. I'll admit there are times where I maybe not operate in the eternal perspective. And maybe I walk in the flesh too much. And you know, sometimes my understanding gets a little darkened. And maybe I disconnect from time to time from the Lord. But I don't want to have a hard heart. Because if you have a heart of stone and not a heart of flesh, you shut down the Lord's operation inside of you. And you quench anything the Holy Spirit's trying to do in you. If there is a prayer that is effective for the Christian on a regular basis, a prayer that will help us in spiritual warfare because it keeps us in tune or in touch with there is spiritual warfare, it's understanding that we don't want to have a shutdown because of the hardness of our hearts. And the hardness of our hearts grows as we are more connected to sin and less connected to God. That's just what happens. And it's like you can say, oh, well, this is this. And theologically, you know, it's, you know, when you're talking about soteriology, you've got to include hamartiology and you got to understand how the process of sin, you got to understand this. You know what? If you have a hard heart and you keep connecting to sin, you're going to shut God out of the process and you're going to be wasting your thought process. You're going to be disconnected. You're going to be darkened and you're going to be miserable. So that's the place we want to start right there. Ooh, no hard hearts for us. Let's walk it back. Step it back. The prayer on an everyday basis, I don't know why it's not an everyday basis. It really should be an everyday basis. The prayer on an everyday basis is, Lord, let my heart be soft before you. Let me be fully committed to you, but let me have a heart that bleeds so that if you prick at it, I will bleed, I will cry, I will seek your help. Because if you have a heart of stone, you're just putting yourself into a deeper place of high water where the water comes right up to your mouth and you start to get to the place where you can't breathe. You want a soft heart. I want a soft heart. I want you in the audience to pray for me to have a soft heart. I pray for you to have a soft heart. No hearts of stone. We don't want to have a loss of eternal perspective. We don't want to keep being darkened. We don't want to be disconnected from the Lord. And we certainly don't want a hard heart, because that can prove to be disastrous on multiple levels. So let's really search the Lord out in that and ask him to give us a soft heart that's responsive to him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Equity Key is a new kind of real estate investment company that will hand you a check today for a share of your home's future appreciation. Unlock the future value of your home to reduce your debt, diversify your investments, or finance a child's education. Learn more at equitykey.com.
Make your next real estate transaction count for eternity. Meet top performing residential real estate professional, Sam Razul.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam here. So you or someone you know is thinking about buying or selling a home. Here's my proposal. Give me an interview and I'll donate $250 to a ministry of your choice, regardless of who you hire. And if you do choose to hire me, I'll give 25% of my commissions back to your favorite ministry. You have nothing to lose by giving me and my team a chance to earn your business.
Sam wants to share his Muslim to Christian testimony with you or your small group. You won't believe how much of his commissions he'll share with ministry. Call Sam now at 858-722-7515 or visit him online at thinksam.com. He's the real deal. BRE license number 01192260.
Call me now. I'll answer all your questions right over the phone. 858-722-7515 or visit me online at thinksam.com. thinksam.com.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The hard knock life for us is the hard knock life for us. Static treat and we get tricks. Static says we get tricks. It's the hard knock life.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Probably thinking, why are they playing It's a Hard Knock Life? We were just talking about that, and the fact that we were talking about having a hard heart. And then it just seemed like a good correlation. You know, it's, you don't want to have a hard heart, and then we're talking about a hard knock life. And I don't know, made sense to me then, somewhere in the back of my mind, which of course explains why I operate by two very precious words, Therapy. Those are the two things I just operate under therapy. That'll help me. If you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That would be fun for you to do. I do want to do a check on the weather. It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. Like I said, the prescribed burn is kind of calming down, but it did leave kind of a soot feel to the whole area. So the weather is nice. Traffic is not as nice as it was. What a surprise. Anything after 3:45 or 3:30 on Monday.
As the minutes go, so is the traffic.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We did figure out one thing, though. We were going in North County over the weekend, and we figured out something as we got onto the freeway. It was bumper to bumper from Encinitas Avenue all the way up to Palomar Airport Road. And then I figured it's just like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's no difference. It was weird. It was like, oh, here we go again. Okay, what do we want to do? We got our Facebook post, but we have some new music. And it's not new in the context that we've never, I think we've done it. If we haven't done it, we've done something close to it. But now we're just going to do it because we're doing something different all week long. What do you got for Facebook post music?
One of my favorites.
That's right. Nothing but maturity on our Facebook post music all day long. If you haven't noticed, there are always songs from the 60s, 70s, or 80s, or 90s, or the 2000s, or the 2010s. One of those eras. We don't do a lot of 50s and 40s music. We haven't done any music from 1855. Just want to keep that fresh for everybody. Here we go. Facebook post for everybody. Romans chapter 8. Verse 18, talk about strong. This is like strong, like ooh, strong. Here's what it says. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I told you I was going through some different spiritual warfare elements. And so when I'm going through different spiritual warfare elements, the thing that helps me get a grasp on life is having eternity put into my perspective. And when I read Romans 8:18, I get eternity put into my perspective. He says this, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. What's so awesome about this passage is it tells you that whatever we're going through now, nah, it's nothing. 2 Corinthians 4:17, our light and momentary trouble, nah, it's nothing. Here's what it says. I consider, something that you should contemplate, consider, think about, ponder. Have you ever pondered without looking at a pond? You can do it. You can ponder. Our present sufferings. I know it's hard to think of trials as sufferings, but I do. They're hard. I mean, sufferings and trials, they go hand in hand. It's difficult. As the Lord is trying to make me be more like Jesus, act more like Jesus, think more like Jesus, there's a lot to pound out of me. I got a lot in me that's not that great. And so in doing that, I ponder that my present sufferings, my trials, even if I don't get the trial, and that's a big element that Christians need to acknowledge. We don't always get the trial. We trust that the Lord is working for good. We trust that it's going in certain directions. But while we're going through it, you don't see it. It's a matter of trust. We're trusting what's forthcoming. But while you're going through the middle of it, you're like going, yikes. Ouch. I ponder that our present sufferings, the things we're going through now that are a bummer, are not worth comparing. It's not worthy. That's a fascinating statement. It's not worthy to put the present sufferings in the same sentence as the glory that's coming. It's not even worthy. Not even right to do it. It's an unworthy proposition. I ponder that our present sufferings or struggles are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. There is coming this time, and by the way, right after this passage in verse 19:20, it talks about creation finding its redemption as the world is renewed. It's not coming back in the context of we're resurfacing. It's the new heavens. It's the new earth. It's not a refurbished one. And it talks about what nature is going to function like, not being under the auspices of the overall principle of sin. And there's this glory that's going to be in nature. It's going to be so fascinating. And if that's true of nature for that which is coming, how much more true is that for us, one of the great creations of all nature that God made, us, inhabitor of the planet, but the ultimate creation of nature, of what God created. We are the top of God's creation, not some amoeba or some sick little, you know, single cell thing that's grossing every other thing out in nature. It's all ridiculous. You are the crowning glory of the creation of God, and it's going to be so awesome when the glory is restored to pre-sin times. It's going to be so awesome when the glory is poured out upon us for creation, the animals, the plants, and everything, and for mankind and for humanity too. The glory that's coming is totally, totally awesome. Hang on to that. That's a reason to be dancing and have a song in your heart. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break and then more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby.